virus will have to keep waiting for more guidance from federal health officials for what they can and cannot do. The Biden administration says it's focused on getting the guidance right and accommodating emerging science. Anyone getting a cancer check soon after a COVID-19 vaccine should alert their doctors to prevent false alarms from a side effect. Experts now say that lymph nodes, especially in a person's armpit, can swell after the vaccinations. It's a normal reaction by the immune system, but one that might be mistaken for cancer if it shows up on a mammogram or any other scan. Economy adding 379,000 jobs in February. Unemployment rate fell to 6.2%. This is SRN News.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high, the boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job, yeah, that's a lie, I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang! Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Certainly ending up better than it started, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And I want to thank JT and Leanne for helping that process along.
Yeah.
Along with my Friday crew. Yeah, always Rosie Brock, but Eddie Bader and the Seth Spotlow experience.
I heard about her falling off that ladder. That's kind of a story I didn't know about.
Yeah. No, that's...
Wow.
One reason why I like having them on, and I wish I could do it more often, is they're very good at something I like to do, and that's sharing their life. Mm-hmm. You know, things that are... They're very real people.
Oh, definitely.
And not everybody can do that on the radio.
No. Trying, Greg. I'm trying.
We're going to hear from a friend here in a minute while I'm doing that. I'm sentimental today, so I'm going to go back to the place I started with Jack Ingram.
All right.
And that's the signature used car with Tip Thames and his great team. And look at what's available under $10,000. And there are some great values here. 2017 Nissan Sentra, mm-hmm. under $10,000, and a 2015 under $10,000. That one with very low miles. 2014 Ford Focus, that is under $10,000 with for a car that's 7 years old, very reasonable mileage. Car that was obviously babied. Mm-hmm. Everything in here, these are vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram mechanics. They do a 100-point engine checkup. To make sure, because the worst thing you can do when you're putting your name on the back of a vehicle is to sell something that comes back 3 days later, oof, not working. So they try to eliminate the risk of that happening to whatever extent they can. And that's why we have bought from Tip and that team six times. Six times we have bought and financed cars with Jack Ingram. If you've always dreamed of driving a Beamer, they got a 2008. Yeah. Now listen to this. Somebody's got to buy this. This is a 2008 Beamer Series 328i, 40,000 miles. That's a car that technically is about 12 years old.
Right.
That car's been driven a little over 3,000 miles a year.
That'll be gone by the weekend.
It's got to be. And it's under 10,000.
Yep.
And they got a Malibu at 6,400. There's a really good group of vehicles here at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars to pick from, including a recently added Toyota Camry, another safe car and a good first car for a new driver in the family. Stop by and see Tip and his team. They're at 325 Northeastern Boulevard, but you can browse everything online at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. com. Local news at 5:06, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Selma Bridge Crossing Jubilee will take place this weekend. Most of the events will be virtual this year because of the pandemic. The major events will start today and run through Sunday. President Biden is scheduled to appear during the Jubilee virtually. Dozens of students from Choi University are on their way to Panama City Beach, Florida. Members of Alpha Tau Omega fraternity are walking 128.3 miles from Troy to Panama City. The hike directly funds veterans through Jeep Sullivan's Wounded Warrior Outdoor Adventures. It's a nonprofit that assists soldiers recovering from war. The Montgomery community held a vigil last night for the four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released a cause of the fire. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
On line one, calling from Florida. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello, Jay Quellen.
Hey,
what's up?
Before we move on to anything topical, again, since you're the one that brought our attention to the butt paste, I was behind the building just before the show, checking traffic, and then all of a sudden I started feeling these weird things on my right foot, and I looked down, and it is covered in fire ants. So I tried to get all of them off me as quickly as I could. It took a minute. I mean, they were in my flip-flop, they were coming up my calf, they were...
Like in your toes, you know when they get like...
Yeah, between them.
So I thought, I hope we still have a jar of butt paste upstairs. And that's what I did. There was one, I put it on immediately, and you know that it cleared it up in like just a couple of minutes?
Yeah, so if for some reason you don't have the butt paste, call me, because I always have some in my car.
Oh,
Jay Quillen, would you
be a long trip from Florida, honey?
Like, you know, if I'm in town,
yeah,
I'll swing by. Like, I'm not going to drive 10 hours because I think you can get some from Adams before then.
It's amazing. I mean,
I carry it too.
You were the one that turned us on to the idea that it was useful in so many other capacities.
You can use it for everything, but you know what? I will say this: Lola has never had a diaper rash.
Wow.
Isn't that impressive?
That's
She's
very
4
impressive.
Months old.
She's so
never
beautiful. Those pictures
Thank
you're sending
you.
From Florida. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom and our friend Rochelle are actually getting ready to get in the car. We are going to Stations of the Cross tonight at my mom's parish because it's Friday of Lent. So we're going to go to Stations of the Cross, and then we're going to go have a nice seafood dinner.
Mm. I attended Stations of the Cross at Queen of Heaven Parish in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
And it was on a weeknight, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so during the Lenten season, the Catholics, you know, we do it up. So we're going to go to our Stations of the Cross, and then my parents' house, we're going to have a big fresh mahi. I'm making Tuscan mahi with black truffle risotto. Ooh.
Whoa.
When you eat barracuda.
I know. You can't eat barracuda.
It's not very tasty.
Really?
No.
Oh,
well, it's not carcinogen. It's got, so you can eat small barracuda, but when barracuda get too large, they're toxic.
Oh, so you're bringing home a stuffed barracuda?
So you just don't eat it. You just toss it back. Oh, and don't.
That was a huge fish.
That was big.
Yeah, that thing has massive teeth.
I have seen barracudas from under the water. The one time I went scuba diving and a school of them went by.
Oh, man.
And they're nasty. They don't bother you.
They don't taste you. They're like water moccasins.
If you got flashy, like gold or flashy silver on it, they'll come investigate you a little closer.
Yeah, if you have jewelry on, they will come after you.
Well, I had the ultimate secret weapon next to me, my second wife.
Oh.
They knew better than to bite a bitch from Queens, New York.
Just swim right on by here.
Well, then.
I'm sorry. Do I sound angry and bitter?
Yes.
No, man. She deserved it.
Bitter party of one.
Jacqueline, I know you've heard it all as a divorce attorney. We've never really discussed her. But
wait, is that Sharon? Is that the Corvette one?
No, that's not the Corvette one. She was nice. She became a psychiatrist thanks to dating me.
That's right. Which one is the crazy
one? I wonder why.
Well, no, that's a true story. She was a cardiac nurse. She was a well-paid cardiac nurse. At the time I met her, she said, well, yeah, I'm kind of involved with somebody. I said, who? Well, I'm a cardiac care nurse and a surgeon that I work with. Well, he was married.
Oh, boy.
And she had a chance to step away from that. And we spent a lot of time talking because I had just come out of rehab and she was real curious about that. She went back to school and got her license as a psychiatrist, met another guy, I believe, in the same school. And today they still have a practice together.
Excellent.
In Hollandale, Florida.
Wow.
Hollandale.
There's a lot of mental patients in Hollandale.
There's a lot of mental patients everywhere in Florida, right?
Well, that's true. But, yeah, that changed her life. It was the day on Pompano Beach, actually.
I'm sure you've changed a lot of women's lives.
I don't know if all of them have gotten over it yet.
Yeah, man. Hey, some of them still hold a grudge.
Did you hear what I said on TV the other day?
Yes. I just wish I had it DVR'd.
I was just having fun.
Yeah. All right, Greg.
It was we did a segment on what is your superpower? And I said,
I want to know, Rosie? Yes. Are you giving him a look?
Oh, she will here in a second.
Not yet.
I said I'd love to participate, but I can't get a hold of their phone numbers. The women.
Stop it.
Humility. Humility is his superpower.
Yeah, he's not vain at all.
I was just making a joke.
It was funny.
Well, Greg, if it makes you feel any better, all of the ladies in South Florida know exactly who you are.
Ooh, for one reason or another.
Really? Mm-hmm. They all know who Greg is. And I get asked about you quite a bit.
What do you tell them? I mean, if they have this preconceived idea, what do you tell them? Do you break their paradigm?
I break their hearts and tell them that you are a happily married man in Montgomery, Alabama. But yes, you are still just as good looking as you were in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Wink,
true,
wink.
Oh, yeah, man. There's that.
Wink, wink, what?
No, let me explain what wink, wink. Wink, wink is the same as this.
A representation is made that the quality of the services performed is greater than the quality of the services performed by other lawyers.
That's what wink, wink is.
It's like,
am I not right about
ladies,
that?
Oh. He's still just as hot as he was in the 70s, breaking women's hearts all over the place.
Ooh, you look good, man.
I never meant to
he
do
rides
that.
A bike now with a basket.
Oh, did
and
you?
And he uses butt paste.
He sure loves a butt paste.
That's
a foot.
That's today's introductory special with women. Hey, how about if I come over to your place and rub some butt paste?
Right. Any ladies have any questions? They can call me at the office, and I'll be happy to answer them about Greg or Adam's butt paste or Greg in the 70s.
Whatever.
It is an amazing product, and I have to give you credit. You brought it to our attention as it's. Talk about superpowers.
Yeah.
I should have held up a jar of that and skipped the other thing.
Everybody needs to have a jar of it. I tell you guys that I took a jar of Adam's butt paste to my cousin Stacy. She had the baby shower that we did in Charleston.
Right.
And she had the baby. I didn't even tell you guys. She had the baby early. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
She had the baby 6 weeks early. She's a beautiful 4 pounds, 8 ounces.
Tiny.
Not on oxygen. She's not on a feeding tube. And she should be going home like any day. Like she's beautiful. Awesome. She's perfect. But 6 weeks early.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but completely healthy. And their mama and baby are doing great. So, but yeah, I took Adam's butt paste to her because I was like, you can't get this here. Mm-hmm. And so I told her if she needs any more, let me know and I'll just mail it to her.
Yeah, you'll be shipping it.
Uh-huh.
This is the next business. We're going to set up an Adam's Butt Paste
distributor,
auxiliary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
know, maybe we'll do a drive-through.
Yeah, that's going to run pies
down.
They
should start selling it on Amazon. They would make a fortune.
Yes, they would.
They really would.
I mean, they just need to market it and get real life people to put reviews on there and start sharing it. I mean, they could make a killing.
We could put Greg's face on it.
Yeah.
Like, endorsed by Greg Budell.
He could be on the commercial, riding his bike ringing the bell with butt paste in his little bathroom.
Or
he could be
like the pillow standing guy in a fire ant bed.
Right. Yeah, I see the caricature him like on the bike with really shiny cheeks.
Yeah. Well, or he could be like the My Pillow guy instead of the My Pillow. He's got the butt paste.
My butt.
Did we ever find out
that
they're
my name's almost matched. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell from My Pillow. Hello, I'm Greg Vidal from My Butt Paste.
Oh, powdered toast man.
It writes itself.
What about the basket? Did we ever find out who sent the basket? Yes.
No, we don't know who sent the basket, but I still think...
It wasn't me.
No, I think it was Mr.
Adorable.
Your favorite shirtless weatherman.
A lot of fingers are pointing that way.
My precious Rich Thomas.
Yeah, you're
my
precious.
My precious little cherub angel.
Aww. With a lightning bolt.
Wow.
With a lightning bolt instead of an arrow.
Wow, that's... Never heard him described quite that way. Sure, man. We got to make sure he hears that tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So, Governor Meemaw says we can take the masks off
Burn
April 6th.
April 9th.
The 9th. You keep saying the 6th. Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But, we have, a date certain at least, you know? But, why not now? What?
Yeah. No.
Just why not now?
Right.
And if you want to still wear it, you can wear it.
Thank you.
I mean,
yes,
we're vaccinating people, you know, up the wahoo. So, if you're not comfortable, I get it. But, it's been a year. Can you guys believe that? It's been a year.
Yeah. It's pretty
odd times.
Pretty impressive.
So, speaking of, I'm about to put my mask on to go to Mass. So I'm going to have to let you guys go. But have a wonderful rest of the show. And if I'm awake tomorrow, I'll give you guys a call.
Cool.
Please do.
Thank you.
Take care, Jake Wellen.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye, honey.
She is so cool.
My cheeks hurt.
She's been putting some good pictures of their trip.
Yes.
On the Book of Faces there.
Steven staring down that slide.
Yes.
That was so cute.
My daughter set them up at the zoo.
I saw the picture
cool.
of those
saw
two.
That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Janelle
I saw the.
Good.
Did you see Janelle's picture of the meerkat?
No.
She posted on her Facebook
oh, yeah?
page.
Oh.
So cute. I love the meerkat.
They're beautiful.
I try not to. I just, you know.
Don't stalk your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Not stalking.
No, it's but it's not. It's
aren't
not
you a friend?
Stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't check. You don't have time to check your
You know how many items turn up in my newsfeed?
Oh, I know.
It's crazy. I can't keep up with it.
Dude, you liked one of my pictures. I was so happy about that.
Yeah, that's because I accidentally pulled them on my phone.
Don't feel bad, dude. Eddie went to my sister's work, okay? He sees my sister, and he's like, hey, I know your brother, and I'm one of his friends. And she's like, he doesn't have many.
I said, yeah, I told her, I'm his friend. She said, oh, you're the one? Who, by the way, Seth's sister is just as tall as Seth.
She looks a lot better, though.
Well, I'll give her that.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Beautiful, but I couldn't believe you guys are the same height.
Yeah, man, you could pick her out of a crowd.
Man, yeah, she's above everybody.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my news feed now, and there is so much that's connected to or inspired by the whole thing with Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel said, this is how Donald Trump gets reelected, going after Dr. Seuss.
Screw Kimmel.
Oh, I hate him.
He should have been canceled.
He is such an asshole.
He made a deal with the devil.
Nobody's watching.
He would have been canceled a while back. Remember on the Man Show.
None of them have the numbers that the late night show.
Oh,
they
no.
don't care. It's if they got to make the sacrifice for their masters, they do it.
That's it.
Somebody beat right Adam Carolla, not him.
It is 20 minutes after 5. We got to check traffic. Take a break here. If you got a request you'd like to hear before 6, better call us quick. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the bridge at Chantilly Parkway, 85 northbound, one lane traffic. and you'll need to be in the left lane to get past the accident. It's a monster. Traffic is backed up past Taylor Road to the East Boulevard. We're urging folks to take an alternate route if you're headed out of Montgomery on 65. Well, East South Boulevard, East Boulevard busy, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here for updates. Invisible Fence also has indoor units that are movable. You can take them with you to a hotel or move them to different areas in your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? You said something about requests. How about the one, I don't know the name of this one, where Bill Clinton tells everybody to get in the car?
Oh, the Mambo Number 5.
Bimbo number 5.
All right.
Bimbo number 5?
Yes, sir.
I will play
it. Oh, okay.
You. It's going to be on in about 2 or 3 minutes after the end of this break, okay?
Thank you, bud.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Let me make sure. There it is. Clinton, asterisk, because it's music. Bimbo number 5.
I did not know that, Greg. You just taught me something.
Paste it in.
I didn't know if you hit asterisk, you'd go look for music.
No, it's if you see a title and there's an asterisk after it, that means it's a music bit.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. When you go looking for things in BT4.
Thank you, Boomer.
Oh, who do you think you are? That's the pot calling the kettle black. Don't go there. Yeah, he looks good. You don't. And you left your phone at home.
Yeah, I did. I left my phone at home.
You feel lost?
Very lost.
Very much. Yeah. He's grabbing mine. That's He's talking to his wife over my phone.
Anxiety like you wouldn't believe.
That's why these things suck, man.
Normally, I take it from him, and I stick it on the other side.
And so I got news for you. This iPhone 11 does all kinds of things on its own that that really make me nervous.
Really?
Yeah. Facebook Messenger, at least once a week, I don't know what I do. I brush something, and I FaceTime call somebody through Messenger.
I've done that, yeah.
And at 4 a.m.
Yep. Ooh.
And trying to shut it off, and you got to hit it just right to end it, and then follow it with a note saying, I'm sorry, that was an accident.
The dude with the pie said thank you, and he also happens to be the guy that brought you sourdough bread.
Oh, cool.
And he said he'll bring another loaf soon.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. We're going to play the Clinton bit that was requested, and we have time for a couple more, 272-9228, trying to go out the door. On the lighter side today.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some weather changes ahead as a little disturbance brushes by the area overnight tonight with a few showers possible. Low temperature tonight, about 45. Tomorrow will be noticeably cooler, kind of a breezy day with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Chilly at night. We'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night. Back to the upper 60s Monday, then a major warming trend later next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of Sandra, she's so funky. A little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky. A little bit of Jessica's what I see. A little bit of break from Hillary.
Mr. President, the girls from Hooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, those chicken wings? Yeah, put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room? Jump up and down and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on Air Force One? We'll fly so high we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap. A little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of Sandra on the fly. A little bit of Mary on the sly. A little bit of Jessica raising Cain. A little break from that old ball and chain.
Want
to see me inhale? In the house, a little bit of something on her blouse. A little bit of Rita, she's a go. A little bit of Tina, she's a hoe. A little bit of Sandra on the dais. A little bit of Mary, she's the best. A little bit of Jessica in my life. A great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls, me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. Friday.
Mr. President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody. Crisis mode. Crisis mode. Straight this place up. Hey, honey. Welcome home.
It's Bimbo number 5, asked for it by name, as we finish the final half hour on this Friday afternoon with some requests and some calls, like but a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm calling to request some more things Southern women say.
Good. We want to play them because there's a couple in there that are duds. So I will
label them.
We're going to play number 9 at the end of the break, and we will judge whether it deserves to stay.
They were good, man.
That's good to me.
Most of them are very good. There's a couple that aren't.
All right. Number 10 was good.
Okay.
All right.
Here's Big Warhawk. Goodbye.
I'm afraid that one of these days he's going to make that sound, and that'll be the end.
That'll be the last one.
Yes, fan. What's up?
Hey guys, have you played the substitute yet?
No.
Substitute teacher.
No. Yeah. We haven't, but we could.
We can.
That works.
Mm. All
right. It was either that or the Christopher Walken reads Three Little Pigs.
I don't have that, and I'd have to preview it, we'll do the substitute teacher.
Substitute teacher it is.
Yeah.
All right, that works.
Thanks, buddy.
Not that I whine and complain a lot on the radio, but I whine and complain a lot on the radio when things happen to me. And the afternoon, before the show even started, I'm scraping fire ants off my feet like crazy outside, and the bites are starting to, itch and hurt. It doesn't take long. Came up here. Slathered it in Adams Drugs butt paste, and do you know that I have?
Who would have thunk it?
It took 5 minutes. That's it, and everything was, no problem since. I showed Seth where the fire ant mound was.
Yeah, so incognito, man.
You didn't show him by showing him in it, did you?
Anyway,
he's not you.
Apparently, Tim Hawkins is a pretty funny guy. Has a fire ant song, so let's give this a little listen.
Hey little caterpillar, such a pretty caterpillar. I know that you're gonna be a beautiful butterfly someday. And I don't know if that's gonna happen, because I have decided to feed you to the fire ants! The fire ants! They're gonna eat you up, they don't care about you! They're gonna eat you up now! Fire, fire, fire! Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow, you're gonna die! So sweet, I love you, little birdie. Love it when you tweet, tweet, tweet. And you know that I love it when you sing. But I see you have a broken wing, so I'll feed you to the fire.
You get the idea.
No, Tim. You need to talk to Jesus, honey. That's bad.
If Rosie says you need to have a chat with Jesus,
you better get him on the phone quickly.
These are something else.
The pralines?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sugar with a side of sugar.
I mean, it says digestive aid. What does that mean? I'm going to be pooping later?
I don't know. But it's made by the New Orleans School of Cooking. That I didn't know.
Do you have a filter?
No.
Any filter?
No.
Even a little filter?
What's a digestive aid?
Rosie, perhaps you would like...
It helps you digest things.
Oh. Like a Fig Newton, perhaps.
Perhaps, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I could have had Reese's today, but I opted
for... No, you took the healthy choice.
Fig Newton.
Yeah, those are low in fat, right?
Yes.
Oh, they better be.
Mostly.
They taste horrible. They gotta be.
No, they don't.
Well, you know what? Fig Newtons work in certain situations. And today just happened to be a day where, you know what? That Fig Newton said, eat me. And I did.
I did too.
And these, in all fairness, these are fig bars because Fig Newtons is a brand. And Fig Newtons have more figs in them than fig bars, which are mostly cookie. Oh. Wrapped around a little bit of fig. But Fig Newtons are a little bit of cookie wrapped around a lot of fig.
I like the Fig Newton. A little more juicy.
Fig Newtons would be more of a digestive
aid. Try one of these, man. It'll give you diabetes. No,
that will. That's diabetes in a package. But I do love those.
Yeah, they're good, man. I'm on number two. My arm is starting to tingle.
Got the fire ants on you?
Okay. We have Things Southern Women Say coming up at the end of this break. And we're going to go into it with Yaz Fan's request. I just want to say a quick thank you to our friends at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka for the great work they do and their long-term sponsorship of free speech and talk radio here. And a lot of their clients are the people that paid a price for keeping our rights intact, soldiers who were wounded in battle in faraway places who come home and face short-term, long-term rehabilitation processes where choices are going to be restored, but it may take time. Whatever the case is, Gulf States Mobility is the company that steps in, makes sure the home they're returning to is as safe as possible, that they've mitigated all the risk within, that accommodations like chairlifts or stairs are put in if needed, ramps, rails, whatever. Customized motorized equipment, this is what they do to put choices back into lives, people who do not want to bear the brunt of feeling like dependent, because that's a bigger killer than almost anything to the human spirit. So they work with that. That's the number one tool in their kit. They've been doing this a long, long time, and they do it not only for folks here in the River Region who have caught that terrible break, but for folks all over the southeastern United States. That's how far and wide their reputation for excellence is. But they're here, the pride of Wetumpka, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. We'll get the traffic in. After that, a substitute teacher. Then we'll get Rich's forecast, and then the Southern Women. Number nine.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Someone Dylan did. Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some accidents. 65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Pickup truck smacked the center divider. You'll need to be in the right lanes to get past it. Traffic is backed up on the Northern Boulevard and on 65 all the way back across the Alabama River Bridge. 85 northbound at Chantilly, an accident. You'll need to be in the left lane to get past it. Traffic's backed up to the Eastern Boulevard. Because of this accident, we've got a lot of traffic on Atlanta Highway from the Eastern Boulevard out to Chantilly. We've got traffic on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to the I-85 on-ramps at Eastern Boulevard. Take an alternate route if possible if you're traveling out of town on 65 northbound. Bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS in Wetumpka, just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Cause we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
I have been reached out to by listeners through Facebook Messenger, and email. Mark Cumby sending photographs. I-65 at Northern Boulevard is a parking lot.
Oh, Lord. No.
Thank you, whoever sent that, because that's how I, which way I go when I get here.
It's bad. There's no way of knowing at the moment how long that delay is going to be in place, but it is there, and we've got the pictures, and it does not look good.
Southbound?
Wow. Northbound.
Looks like northbound.
Northbound,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's all from Prattville to the interchange.
Good Lord.
Sure, I got that right? Yeah.
Yeah, Prattville to the interchange. That's the Northern Boulevard merging on right there.
All right, so be mindful of that. In case you're on 85, ready to hit 65, you might want to go on past Day Street and hit 31 and take that to Prattville this evening. Who knows how long that's going to be blocked up. 540.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Call the Dixie experts for all of your electrical fixture installations for true peace of mind. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some weather changes ahead as a little disturbance brushes by the area overnight tonight with a few showers possible. Low temperature tonight, about 45. Tomorrow will be noticeably cooler, kind of a breezy day with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A good bit of sunshine over the weekend. Chilly at night. We'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night. Back to the upper 60s Monday, then a major warming trend later next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor man.
She's got enough money to burn a wet mule.
Well, roll me in flour and call me fried.
Bless her heart. She's so slow, it takes her 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
Bless her heart. Her eyebrows are so thick, they look like a two-lane highway.
He's so dumb. If brains were water, he'd be a one-man drought.
He is so dumb, he gets lost in an elevator.
I bet she drinks Pepsi.
Ooh.
Even Mary Kay can't help that.
I won prom queen, but I should have won homecoming. I just cut the fool out of my finger.
I just bit the fool out of my tongue.
I just knocked the fool out of my funny bone.
This day was a wing dinger.
Isn't it 5 o'clock yet?
Hold your horses.
You want some skater spray?
It's hotter than the hinges of hell.
It's hotter than new love.
They got above ground swimming pools on sale up at the Walmart.
He is 2 cards short of a deck.
His cornbread's not done in the middle.
He's as crazy as a sack of house cats.
There ain't a lick of toilet paper in here.
I just shop at Dollar General when I don't feel like dressing up for the Walmart.
She gives white trash a bad name. You know, my grandfather was a Confederate general.
I kind of want to go to the Dukes of Hazzard Museum.
The hell you say?
The older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune.
He's done an exceptional job of taking care of that one tooth.
Lord, these people live way out here in the boonies.
Oh, my breath smells like a billy goat just kissed a catfish.
Ugh, these skeeters. Get somewhere and sit down.
Well, you've done gone and done it now.
Get out of my makeup.
You are gonna miss me when I'm dead and gone.
Try using your head for more than a hat rack.
When I was a child in Virginia, I used to sing Christmas carols to the Confederate widows.
Have you told the doctor about your spells?
I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I'm fair to middling. How you doing?
I'm fine as peach fuzz.
If I were any better, I'd be twins.
I gotta go. These skeeters is about to carry me off.
Could be worse. Could be fire ants. 5:44. Wrapping up on request Friday. In just a moment, we have... we did get a request to play Fooling Yourself, the Tommy Shaw version with the Kids Orchestra in Cleveland.
Good song.
It's going to take...
a miracle.
Yeah. We might get some of it. We'll do our best. In any event, I mentioned earlier in the show, I met yesterday with my friends David Darden and Christopher Black from DCCI, because I'm learning about this company. And here's a news bulletin. I didn't realize this, but 3G is going to be gone.
So oh, yeah.
They're tearing down the towers. So if your GPS systems that your business depends on, they're going to be useless soon. So if you want to be 4G compliant, get with DCCI and let them help you out. 780-1112. I learned a term, telematics, yesterday. They can equip vehicles, whether you have a small fleet or a large fleet, vehicle tracking, which helps you know when a car needs to be serviced or repaired, onboard diagnostics, driving behavior, so that, look, you're paying the insurance on your company's vehicles. And if somebody is not following the rules of the road, you need to know that so you can get them to modify that behavior. It's not about, you know, stalking. It's about taking care of your best interests.
Right.
They can be sort of the safety director for your company. It's a very preventive step to take, to say the least. They also do dash cams that enhance everything else. And if your vehicle's being tampered with or broken into, they're vibration activated. Ooh. So if somebody's trying to get in, they're not only going to not get in, they're also going to be videoed. And GPS, we use it primarily to find out where we're going, you know, when we need directions. But with DCCI, GPS tells you where you've been. And they can do that for your fleet of vehicles. Nice. So at the end of the day, this is your most valuable player on the team. They can tell you, give you a full report on all of your vehicles and employees and what everybody's been doing all day long and where they have been. It's great protection. So call them at 780-1112 to see how they can help your company's bottom line. 780-1112. Also with Jack, we heard something today. It was a story about something it was a TV camera. And they were able to retrieve it. It was stolen on a live TV shoot. But they found the camera, very expensive, because it had a chip in it. Those are the kinds of things that DCCI can do as well if you have expensive equipment out there, whether it's construction or any other type. 780-1112 or DCCI.com. That's com with a double M. 546.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
DQ presents how to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Time for traffic.
Big Mess, 549.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic starting Friday off on not so good a note. We got an accident 65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. You'll need to be in the right-hand lanes to get past it. That's the last report we had. There was a truck smacked into the center wall there. Traffic's backed up on the Northern Boulevard and across the Alabama River Bridge up to the interchange. We've got an accident Chantilly Parkway on I-85 northbound. One lane traffic by that accident on the left side. That traffic's backed up all the way to the Eastern Boulevard now, and because of that, we've got problems on Atlanta Highway from Chantilly all the way back around to Eastern Boulevard and on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to the I-85 on-ramps. Just a mess out there this afternoon. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems that only allow your pet inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
5:51, I think we're going to get that Tommy Shaw thing in.
Yay.
Awesome. I pulled some strings here. We got a call from Weezer. What's up?
What's up, Weezer?
Nothing. Oh.
Well, it's in Titus.
Rose,
you hung
I'm sorry.
Up too soon, Weezer.
Sometimes it's hard to get a signal out of Titus. I've been there myself.
Oh, I bet your phone knows about that.
Yeah, right now. I hope it does.
All right, so let's kill a minute with this.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know I'm done. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
He is just so good. All right, we are at 5:53. We're going to play Fooling Yourself. Tommy Shaw, local hero with the Cleveland Youth Symphony Orchestra. And brought to you by our friends at Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers. See them tomorrow if you're looking for flooring and find out what true wholesale pricing is like. Enormous selection in that huge building on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Great customer service inside as you pick out what you want and they get your order ready and then assign one of their artisans to do the installation, whether it's carpet, tile, hardwood, laminate. They've got the best in the business. So everything from the minute you walk in the door to the minute you walk out is a Georgia Floors Direct production. See them on the boulevard across from Lowe's and visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow. Thank you. Here's Tommy.